You are about to experience Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. Fortunately, you are about to hear lots of opinions, but rarely any facts. Impersonation might occur, but good luck trying to figure them out. This program is not intended for kids or the easily offended. Listener discretion is advised. You have been warned. You press play. It's too late to stop. Get ready to podcast.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. This is I, DJ Impact, with Matt Michaels, Sin City Steve. What did you say?
This is I.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny?
Are you classing it up now?
This is a show in which we discuss wrestling and sport entertainment.
Yeah, Ed, there it is. Boss Larry. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Hey, this is our wrestling talk. If you're watching us live, make sure you throw all your comments in the chat box. We'd love to get them in, hear what you want to say. Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. So please get them in. We're going to get started, fellas, to see what your thoughts were this past week. And we always kick off with Too Sweet for the Week. All right. Sin City Steve. What highlights do you have for this past week?
All right. I'm going to start off, and I know that you're going to roll your eyes, Michaels, but so be it. Adam Copeland beats Christian Cage in an I Quit match to main event Dynamite in their hometown of Toronto. The match was definitely too sweet. It started with a brawl to the outside, and you even had the stealing of hockey jerseys, obviously – Copeland putting the Bruins jersey onto Christian, and he just so happened to have a Maple Leafs jersey for himself. And then, you know, they start that stuff. You could tell that this was a match that these guys had absolute fun with. And that came across, you know, from the opening minutes of that match all the way to the interference spots. It was overbooked at the end. I'm not going to lie. There were six people not involved in the match that got involved. So, I mean, it was straight out of WWE booking, but it was fun. And new TNT champion, Adam Copeland. Elsewhere, you know, you can say what you will, but one thing's for sure. Seemingly, whenever there's a tag team street fight in the women's division of AEW, all four participants are going to bring it. Every time they've done one of these kind of weapons matches, they've been a huge success, and somebody always inevitably comes out with a performance to stand out. Mm-hmm. This time it just so happened to be Sky Blue, but Willow, Statlander, Sky Blue, and Julia Hart all went out. They had a solid main event. The thing is, my only critique: why do you do two matches that are weapons matches or no DQ type matches in the same night? That's my only critique. Yes, it was the main event of Rampage, so it was a different show, but they ran 3 hours consecutively this past Wednesday.
I saw that by accident.
Oh,
by accident. Shit. It goes by accident.
Yeah.
No, because I watched it, and at the end, I was like, wait. What did they say? This is Rampage. What night is it?
Is Rampage, baby.
Had all types of questions and everything. So, all right. Let's move over to you, Rob. What was your highlight this past week?
First of all, obviously, I like the Dynamite show with Christian Cage and the addition of Spike. So the fact that Matt Menard and Danny Garcia had to handcuff the patriarchy to the ring post, and Christian Cage had to get to the point where he's going to be bludgeoned. The nut shot with the spikes are great. I loved everything about that. The point where Christian Cage and and Adam Copeland are putting on the jerseys. You can see Christian Cage is like, oh, I got to put the jersey on now. Hold on. Oh, that's got stuck on his head there for a second. But then they did the hockey punch in the penalty box.
Yes.
This is what AEW does. They do a big match like this. It was fun. Outside of AEW, and for really no reason except to fill time, we had a similar style match on Raw, and that was freaking incredible with Nia Jax and Becky Lynch, where we're doing ladders now. So I almost hope that Becky Lynch didn't blow her load on this match.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I don't want to see all the momentum go off in this match, because this match was better than what I think we're going to get out of her at WrestleMania. I don't know how you top that match. It was really good. The ladder spot was incredible.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That ladder spot was incredible. We had a lot of spots where you thought, hey, look, Becky Lynch is not going to win. She's being outpowered, but they really did a good job. But that was not enough to make Raw like the winner of the week, but that was a good match.
Okay. All right. Let's move over to you, Mr. Matt Michaels. What highlights you have for this week?
Obviously, Edge and Chris, I can't even joke about it. I'm on a vomit. You know what? Becky versus Nia was pretty just well done. You know, again, Nia doing the match with Rhea in Australia knocked it out of the park. She did exactly what she needed to do. Same thing with this match. Nia is absolutely right now built those two up. So I think that Rob's point of where do you go is you elevated both of them by beating the monster, right? So now they got to kick the shit out of each other. And I got a feeling that this might be one of the hardest hitting women's matches we'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah, but it should be very interesting. Creed Brothers versus DYI, man.
Yeah.
Oof, that absolutely was wonderful fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Great fucking shit. I enjoyed Santos versus Ray. Looks like maybe we're going to get Dom and Santos versus Ray and Andrade at Mania. That's what I'm kind of feeling, but it feels like something's in the works there, because you can't keep Ray off of Mania. Any Mania could be his last one. AJ and LA Knight with the cop cam, good old wrestling 101, you know. Let's go to someone's house and then just happen to have some kind of footage. I love that shit. And then Pretty Deadly, holy shit. Oh, yeah. It was just so fucking good. And then when Kevin just comes back and just out of nowhere just punches both of them, I did it, Randy, I did it. Fucking great.
You're standing too close together. You're standing.
Yeah. And Nick Aldis is a great just fucking straight man. I mean, he just fucking is setting stuff up wonderfully for these comedy bits, you know, that are going on. So
I agree with Jim, by the way. Ray and Carlito would make sense.
Yeah, except that we keep seeing Andrade and Dom having those interactions. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. All right. Let us move over. Y'all, I'm sure you have someone where it's like, where's the love? I'm sure someone needs it. So let's find out. All right, Rob, who out there, who needs some love out there?
You know, they really did it. I said it last week and they did it again. Deonna Purrazzo, they did her dirty. They're setting her up for a feud with Thunder Rosa, because Thunder Rosa took the pin and tagged herself in. She gave herself the hot tag. And I'm like, can you call that a hot tag? I mean, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. So if you're going to go that route, that means she's further away from being in any title position. So you're throwing her on the back burner already, because when this feud is done, there's nothing left for her. She's going to be TNA bound sooner than we think. And the same thing could be said also for Thunder Rosa. If you're going to set up a feud with Thunder Rosa, what are you doing then? So you're just automatically acknowledging that we're going to skip to the front and we're going to put CEO Miss Money right to the front of the line when she hasn't really earned it. So there's going to be no buildup for her, no buildup for anything. This is just bad booking to go into that realm right out of the gate. It doesn't do the women there any favors, and it doesn't do Mercedes Moné any favors to have her go right into a match with Toni Storm. I want some buildup. I want her
not going into a match with Toni Storm.
I hope not. But then if you've already, so what do you do for Toni Storm? I mean, you're not going to have a women's tag belts over there. So what's the point of all of that?
I think Toni versus Thunder at the pay-per-view.
All right. I mean, they didn't do any favors for Deonna Purrazzo. They've wasted her right out of the gate. They put her there just to use her as enhancement talent, basically, to put somebody else over. And the same thing for all the guys. I mean, I just put them over a second ago, but the same thing for all the guys who are part of the Jericho Appreciation Society. You know, the fact that Matt Menard's on the mic, he's decent at it, but why the hell is he not wrestling? Put him on Ring of Honor if you're not going to use him to his full potential. All right. The same thing with Angelo Parker, who's did we even see him this week?
I think maybe he was involved with that terrible Zack Knight storyline that they've been doing with him and Saraya and
who is in the fuck Ruby, is Zack Ruby Knight? Soho,
Saraya's brother. They made it into this stupid fucking story.
Right. Exactly.
Right answer. Who the fuck is he? Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, Mr. Matt Michaels, who needs the love out there?
Sol Ruka. She is back. She is back. And I am ready to give her all the love she wants. Holy mackerel, that woman is just phenomenal in every regard. My goodness.
She's no Jade Cardgill.
You know, the difference between her and Jade is that she's talented. So,
wow.
I'm sorry. I just, you know.
Hey, hold on. What the fuck?
You know, it's two bald guys with glasses battling over two amazingly talented, hot women who are athletic that we have absolutely no shot with.
I don't know about you, man. I'm on my way to becoming a comic legend.
Legend?
Dude,
if
that's true, I'll supply the heroin so you overdose quickly.
Not before my night with Jade Cargill when she's like, you know, 45 and on the cusp of retiring. And
wow, that comedy legend is really going to be getting a slow ride for 20 fucking years, man.
And then I'm going to go, you know, you used to look good 15 years ago when you wore. What the hell happened to you? You let yourself go.
Let me jump over to you, Sin City. Who needs some love out there?
Oh, I do. Man. Yeah, that's another story entirely. Anyway, you know, where is the love for the Don Callis family? Okay, so this stable was built up like Callis would be building a group that was going to be running roughshod over AEW and targeted Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, and anybody who's gotten in their path. To say that this group is a job guy group would not be too much hyperbole. It's really, really interesting how quickly these guys have just gotten stranded in the sea of mediocrity. Kyle Fletcher, a former multi-time tag team champion around the world, various promotions. Hobbs, you know, we've talked ad nauseum on the show about how this guy should be booked like a fucking monster. Takeshita should be one of the top challengers for a championship, yet everybody is just lost. They have no real direction. And, you know, this past week, Hobbs and Fletcher, and Fletcher has the ROH Television Championship. yeah, television championship for a brand that doesn't have a television show on television. Anyway, that's something that's always bugged the shit out of me. But they get beaten by Trent Beretta and Orange Cassidy in a wild card match, a play-in match, if you will, for the AEW World World Tag Team Title Tournament. Now, the match was fun. It was 10 minutes of just nonstop action. But damn, can these guys get some love?
Yeah. Oh, man, we got to do something to give these guys some love out there, you know? But now, until then, what the fuck? Matt Michaels, did you find anything this past week that has made you just go, what the fuck?
For Rob's comedy. But
that's good. And then they laugh their asses off and I get money.
Stop it. Let's go.
Yeah. Playing Trump, which, you know, you got more money than he does right now, I guess.
You're stupid. Fake news, believe it. I have billions of I have 500 million right now.
Okay, what the fuck? What the fuck? Let's go right for it. Sasha is boring as fuck.
Damn.
Monet, bullshit. Oh my god. Pick up the pace, you fucking drag ass fucking bitch. Lights out. What the fuck? Lights out, and then two 19-year-olds appear. Like, those two fucks are gonna fucking take on her. And that's what we see. Like, they're like scared little fucking high school kids against the fucking mom. What the fuck is that shit? And then Willow standing there with the chair. I mean, she's just like fucking, like, I mean, talk about a fucking person who has no fucking charisma, no fucking talent, no nothing, and can't even stand there with a chair without making it look like she's a fucking moron who doesn't, like, Jesus wow. Christ, man.
Yeah.
Fucking talent. Wow.
Yeah.
No fucking talent.
Speaking of no talent, Okada's finisher is a fucking clothesline? What the fuck is that? This is the big bad wolf who has this 20 fucking minute match where they're beating the crap out of each other. And then all he has to do is fucking clothesline him and that's it. Three.
That's the Rainmaker.
Yeah, the Rainmaker. Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
If only he would have signed with WWE, then you would have fucking splooged in your pants.
Yeah, because at least it would have been a clothesline from hell. I mean, the clothesline from the fucking soft Japanese dude. That's
See, there you was. Go.
Hook and Jericho? Jesus Christ. That's like the fucking boring version of Dom versus Rey. Like, who cares? Fucking get it over with. Whatever. Jericho, Jesus Christ, just fucking retire or something. Put on Sting's makeup. Maybe you can just play Sting for the next 30 years. I don't know. It's just like watching the same fucking boring shit over with the him and fucking Hook. Jesus Christ.
I do have to ask, though, if your time's up, Michael.
I didn't even get to Nick Wayne's mom. What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Oh, hold on. American Bam Bam wants me to be Sasha Banks in the style of Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. CEO is in the building. This is the greatest wrestler that you've ever seen. And now I'm getting picked on by the goth chicks. How sad. How sad. Okay. The little goth one and then the sky blue. Excuse me. The sky is always blue. Yeah. Your talents are blue. Terrible. Terrible wrestlers. They're very nasty women. They're very nasty women, by the way.
Let me ask you, Miss, before I jump over to you, I'm going to jump over to you. I'll jump over to you, Sin City, next. But actually, let's just start from there. So, with you, Hook, are they really trying to make this guy like some big, huge talent? Is that really where they're going? Because every time I watch him, I'm just not sold. And even the match with Jericho, I looked at, and I have to agree, it was, I don't know, it was whatever. I watched how the finish ended and I was just like, okay, that's it. That's how we're going to do it. It's by rolling up. Okay. But it just seems like
at least it wasn't a clothesline.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I'm just not, I don't know. What am I missing with Hook, Steve? And this would be outside of your 2 minutes.
I was gonna say you can't like turn it over to me and then ask right. me a question and then start that little timer right. up there.
I got you.
But no, so I think that a big part of it is they are trying anything that they can to get new stars developed. And they did use some analytics and Hook's numbers. Nice. Hook's, I see what you did there. But yeah, so supposedly he was a ratings draw. What that means when, you know, you can't draw ratings on a TV show to begin with. Mm-hmm. But they thought that, you know, his retention was high or whatever it was. And the fact that it's Taz's son, obviously, mm-hmm. I'm sure has something to do with it. Yeah. But yeah, they're definitely doing everything that they can to build him up for sure.
Okay. All right. Guess we'll see how that goes. Let me get with you. What was your WTF this week?
All right. So yeah, I'm actually going to agree with Matt Michaels. Mercedes Moné is the latest signing for AEW, but she, for some reason, has done exactly what AEW tends to do when they introduce people from other promotions or stables involving people in other promotions.
Mm-hmm.
So what generally happens is they come out, they cut a promo on Dynamite or on Rampage in the case of Pepsi Phil. And then the very next week, they come out, they cut the exact same fucking promo as they did the week before. This right. was done by Undisputed Kingdom too. That's why I said when they launch a new stable.
Yeah.
The week after Adam Cole revealed himself as the devil, they all came out, they cut a promo. Fine. The week after, they cut the exact same fucking promo. So I don't get why they're doing this approach.
Mm-hmm.
The first promo is fine. You don't need to repeat exactly what it is in the second promo. Let's right. get this shit going. Elsewhere, well, I mean, that didn't take long. Kazuchika Okada, in his singles debut, defeats Eddie Kingston to win the AEW Continental Championship. Notice I didn't say the Triple Crown. Eddie is still the Ring of Honor World Champion and New Japan Strong Openweight Champion. Of course, because why not? Eddie is booked to face Mark Briscoe at Supercard of Honor, WrestleMania weekend. Here's to hoping that he drops the title to him there. It would make the most sense. And then Gabe Kidd in New Japan Strong is the odds-on favorite to take the title from Eddie Kingston there. But yeah, can we get some of these titles off TV? I know that we've rapped about it ad nauseum, but dear God, it's time.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of titles, man. Trying to keep up with it all. Rob, what do you got, man? What
I want to talk about real quick, TNA. They're doing something weird. They have Jake something, who is a gigantic monster, going through all the guys in the X division like toilet paper. And Mustafa Ali has done a good job over there getting the belt. He beat Chris Sabin. Chris Sabin was not able to reclaim the belt. He's doing a whole presidential gimmick, kind of an MJF style. And then they've got Jake something in there, who is five times bigger than all the guys there. I don't understand what their goal is with that, because unless the guy's going to pull option C and go, I want to go after, you know, and get the real title, I don't like that. It bothers me. And it's a smaller venue, but it's still like a smaller promotion, but it still bothers me. Mercedes Moné cutting the same promo twice, except with a run-in this time. Who cares? I've said it earlier. I've said it last week. You've got all these factions. They do nothing. You mentioned that with the Don Callis family. They do nothing. The Undisputed Kingdom does nothing. They really come out with a lot of fire, and then they get the ice bucket challenge every fucking week. Adam Cole tells stories. I don't give a shit about story time at Adam Cole, baby. You know, go work on your fucking upper body if your legs don't work. There's no reason why it looks like I could kick your ass, you know? And where's Britt Baker? Tell us where she's at. Somebody should be saying, hey, you know, Britt Baker is off drilling teeth or something. And that's why she's not been around, or she got knocked up.
Grilling Adam Cole.
She's not drilling that fucking gimp. She ain't doing anything with that gimp. He's a freaking cuck. He's probably got Waldorg in there just destroying her.
I think Wardlow's in there like servicing Rob's favorite Baker. Thing in life is a cuck because you it's like Jade Cargill or cuck. I don't understand which one you love more, but
Adam Cole is a cuck and close. Jade Cargill doesn't know that she will be my future wife. For an obligatory 1 year until the messy divorce.
Well, there you go. We appreciate that information. Right. Let's let's move and see what everybody is.
It'll be the best year that she's ever had, believe it.
Oh boy. All right. Exciting times are coming. What is everybody looking out for? Let's go back over to you, Sin City Steve. What's exciting for you?
All right. So things are finally shaping up for Dynasty, April 21st. We're going to get Samoa Joe versus Swerve one-on-one. That's where you make the title change. I mean, it's got to be there, right?
It better be, right? Yeah.
It's got to be. Yeah. Also, I mentioned it earlier. I think that we're going to get Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm at that pay-per-view as well. They teased it with a bit of a heel turn by Deonna. After Thunder Rosa, tagged herself in, stole the pin, did something that Deonna Purrazzo could not do. And I think we're getting Deonna into the right role for her. Make her a heel. She should not be a babyface.
So wait, did you read that as her as a heel? I read it as Thunder as a heel.
No. Because I viewed it as Thunder doing whatever it took to win the match. And Deonna was pissed off about it.
I didn't get that at all because Thunder was the one who did the blind tag. And Deonna was not in a bad position when that happened. Deonna was not in a pinning predicament. Deonna was not in any situation where she needed somebody to interfere at that point or run in to save her. And she begrudgingly ran along with it. So I see this as a feud between the two of them, with Thunder Rosa being kind of the aggressive, obnoxious character where she's going, hey, this is my time. I need to get back in the ring at all points possible and then become obnoxious off of that. I see her being the heel, not the other way around.
Gotcha. I am looking forward to looking out for more video packages. They're starting to do more and more video packages. Finally, getting the casual fan who might not know, the nuances of particular characters or anything about a character, get them up to speed on these characters and actually emotionally invest in them. They're finally starting to do this shit. It's only taken them about 5 years, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is. I'd like to see more of that. And it definitely has seemed like as if the last couple of weeks they're picking up momentum, and they've got more momentum than any time since, I'd say, 2021. Since 2021. And yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to Dynasty. And I guess there's some other wrestling show that's going to be coming up in 2 weeks also I'm looking forward to as well.
All right.
We'll talk about that later.
American Bam Bam's looking forward to something here. And we have we'll move over to you, though, right quick. Rob, what are you looking forward to?
I'm reading articles, and it could be bunk, that maybe MJF shows up at WrestleMania. Probably a joke. But it would be funny.
You got more chance fucking Jade Cargill, dude.
Great. Because then if this happens, oh my God, Jade, you're going to love it. Got a two-story house in Vegas. You're going to love it. I'm looking forward to what they're going to do with Andrade El Idolo. I'm very interested to see if he gets incorporated into Judgment Day at some capacity, or if he's a spoiler, or if we're going to see Judgment Day break up after WrestleMania. As far as Dynasty is concerned, I'm not emotionally invested in this one. I don't think that they've done enough to set up a relevancy for Dynasty. The last one Revolution was all centered around Sting and Darby Allin, but now with everything kind of loose and open, And again, you've got storylines that have gone nowhere. What happened to Briscoe? He screwed over, you know, House of Black. He should be getting his ass kicked on every show. We haven't seen it. So I don't feel like Dynasty is going to do anything great as far as moving the needle forward with their storyline and programming. It's WrestleMania season. That's all that matters is WrestleMania season and seeing what happens with the Cody story and also night one. I'm very curious to see which way they go with Seth Rollins' match and whether or not they do the Seth Rollins match at the beginning of night two and just have him lose right out the gate. That's what I'm interested in.
All right. And ding dong, you're wrong. Just want you to make sure you know that. All right. Matt Michaels, what you excited for, man?
Heel Candice LeRae. Now there is a clear-cut heel versus face tag team split thing going on right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I definitely I can't wait to see Indy Shearer in AEW. Probably around June, I would assume. They came out and I'm like, those motherfuckers are still in the company?
They're enhancement talent.
They're not even enhancement talent. They're like, you know, like they just showed up at the building and they're like, oh shit. Oh fuck. Those guys. All right. Why don't you go out there and lose a match for us then? I think, of course all the WrestleMania stuff we'll talk about and we'll have a WrestleMania. Hey, DJ Matt, Steven, Ron. Hey, Ron. I think Ron is way funnier than Rob. I'll tell you that much. out of all the things that looking forward to is April 1st, the Bray Wyatt documentary. That should be one of the more moving and just really emotional things that we're going
to
get.
It's your jerker, isn't it? I'm going to have my tissues with me.
You know, at least, I mean, you're married, so at least you get to jerk something with tissues.
Okay, you're done. Let's move on to our next segment, which is Best in Show. So I'm interested in seeing where you are going to go with that one. All right, I'll start off with you, Matt. Might as well. What's Best in Show for you this past week?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, WrestleMania, of course. It's just going to be the next 3 weeks, WrestleMania, WrestleMania, WrestleMania. I mean,
you're gonna have to choose a show that that hasn't been that hasn't happened yet.
Okay, Raw and SmackDown together as one 5-hour show. Which is comparable to one night of WrestleMania. So therefore I was correct.
All right.
And it was all the stories and build up to WrestleMania. So
no doubt.
Come on, man. Come on. It's WrestleMania season. That's what we're getting excited for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except for some of us who are actually going and don't seem to care.
Again, you have to give us a play-by-play on every cheesesteak that you eat.
Yep.
Gonna be one bite.
It's one bite. It's just gonna be like Cheese Whiz dripping down your bad boy shirt. That's what we need to see.
And then I want, because she's still the best, I want Renee Paquette outside the shitter giving you a post interview.
Whatever. We'll see. Hey, by the way, I thought that was pretty cool what they did. You know, yeah, this is a shout out for Dynamite with Renee was out there doing some commentary as
by the ramp. Yeah.
What did you think of the EVPs of the Young Bucks with Tony doing that behind the scenes kind of like,
well, that I didn't care about. I was like, whatever, but
they fucking reacted to him winning the match 2 minutes after the match was fucking over. It was the dumbest fucking cutaway I've ever seen in pro wrestling.
It was. Yeah.
And then Tony Khan just went staring there, looking at the monitor with no fucking reaction. I was like, what is going on? Something is totally wrong with that man and those two assholes.
Right. Oh, God. All right, Rob. Best of the show.
We have to go with I do like Dynamite, though. The reason why we didn't pick SmackDown this time is because everything that happened on SmackDown was good, but it was expected. I wasn't surprised when, you know, Cody Rhodes cut the good promo and then, oh, he's a gimp. He didn't bring anybody out. And he, oh, wait, there's Seth Rollins. We knew that was going to happen. I preferred, Charmaine's to the Bronx. So am I. I preferred Dynamite. The matches were better. The freaking, the Copeland match was great. The Christian Copeland Cage match
sucked because he didn't bleed enough to actually die.
Oh, Lord.
the addition to Spike, the run-ins, everything was good. The handcuffing to the everything, I enjoyed everything about it. It was a good match and that carried it. There was other, you know, good things that happened along the way that evening. The Okada match, even though his finisher is a clothesline, we knew that when we saw him live at TNA that his finisher is a clothesline. That's what the Rainmaker is. He grabs you by the wrist, he clotheslines you, close quarters. We know that. It's not as good as, you know, as JBL's clothesline from hell, but shit. It's what we have now.
Well, Matt would have known that if he followed his career, so whatever.
Yeah, that has consistently been his finisher. Yeah,
always been his finisher, Matt.
And it was a good match.
Don't follow the Japanese, all right? Pearl Harbor, people.
Oh my Jesus Christ. That comment will live in infamy.
Let's just jump over to Sin City. What was best of the show for you?
Of course you're going to come over to me after we mentioned Pearl Harbor, yes. And you know what show I'm going to say. AEW Dynamite. Oh, shit.
Oh, that was the bomb. That was the bomb, Steve.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
I slapped my headphone right at the jacket.
It was 3 hours of TV. And yeah. I know. I constantly talk shit about Raw being 3 hours. If you're going to do 3 hours of programming, this didn't feel like it was 3 hours of programming. I looked up midway through the show and realized, okay, holy shit, we're an hour and a half into the show. So I think it's just about keeping attention. And they definitely did that. The Ospreay promo, everybody knows how good of a wrestler Will Ospreay is. I don't think people knew just how good of a promo he was. And that's obviously in stark contrast to the Mercedes Moné promo from earlier on in the thing. Will Ospreay absolutely killing it thus far in AEW.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, out of all these signings that TK has spent all his money on, it seems like Ospreay is the winner of them all.
Oh, yeah.
And Moné may be the buyer's remorse.
Let's see what happens.
You know what? Moné, though, all the credit in the world, if it is actually in her contract that Tony Khan cannot hug her, then that is worth every penny. Just to fucking, it's like, oh, she's great then, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I guess that is it, fellas. This is all the little comments coming in here. Yeah, that's our wrestling talk. Normally we do a three count after this, but we won't be having a three count tonight. So actually I'm going to let you fellas give out your final thoughts. Next week's going to be Easter, so we will not be live. The following week, WrestleMania, I will be in Philly. Night two is the only time you can look for me because I will not be there in night one. All right.
Night two.
And I'm excited. I'm going to have all my Cody gear. I'm going to have the sign, the Cody, the anything you can think of. I'm excited. I'm going to be a crying Cody fan if anything doesn't go in his favor. Okay. So just know I'm going to be one of those guys over there. Just, you know, but then I have my wife to console me because she'll be right there. Right there. So there's that. But yes. So we
won't. Rubbing it in your face if Roman wins. That's her guy.
It is true. That is true. But, and you know, and shout out to that. Did y'all see Roman on that? He was on Pat McAfee's show. They did a little thing out in Iowa. I watched it. That was actually pretty entertaining. So good stuff overall.
McAfee's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Oh,
yeah.
He's no stuttering John.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to give you final thoughts and thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight. We always appreciate it. We will have some content for you in the week, so there will be something there. Don't worry. There will be something on YouTube and on your podcast feeds. If you're not sure, I never really talk about it, but if you got any podcast platforms where we are most likely on it, so just look up Vegas Bad Boys podcast, and it should pop up, all right?
And if you're in NYC, you can go watch WrestleMania at the Sports All-Stars, and Charmaine will be there. So you can hang out with Charmaine.
There you go. That's right. Hang out with our listening fans. Appreciate it. All right. Let me go over to you first. Sin City Steve, what would you like to say to everybody?
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for liking, sharing, subscribing, doing all the stuff that you guys do. We appreciate each and every one of you. Also, thank you to all the brave men and women serving this country, whether you're doing it on lands, foreign or domestic. Thank you for doing
especially
what you do.
Especially those at Pearl Harbor.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
You know, that was not very classy. I know a lot about class. That was not very classy, what you just did there. You did a very low joke. That was very low. Very low joke. And by the way, if you're a comedian, you just bombed. Okay, there you go. You dropped the bomb. Good job.
Continue, Sin City.
But thank you for doing what you do so that we can do what we love to do, you guys. And last but not least, repsports.com, REPPsports.com. Go there for all your pre-workout, weight loss, general energy needs. Again, repsports.com. Use promo code Vegas at checkout and save yourself 15%.
Use promo code BOMB.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, Rob, where are you going to be maybe next week, the week after, the week after?
You know, and I'm happy that I got booked, but I got booked on April 6th, and I said, yeah, cool. Then I went, oh, wait, is there something happening on April 6th at nighttime that I should be watching?
Yeah.
No, wait. Then like a week went by and went, no, wait. Then a second week went, oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to be at Tenaya Creek Brewery in Las Vegas off Bonanza. You get to see me doing Donald Trump. And then at that evening, I will be up all throughout the night into the morning watching night one. and hoping not to go on Facebook because I always do that. I fuck up and go on Facebook. And I'll be like, yeah. I'm bored. I'm not being on Facebook. No, I spoiled it.
That shit's the worst.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing that.
Are you still playing Kamikazes?
You know, my fellow Americans, that level of discourse in this country is what set so many of our fellow brothers and sisters back. And I'm trying to build a bridge to the future. That's where bald-headed white people who may or may not be members of a certain organization with three matching letters don't get to talk about the many sacrifices that our brothers and sisters made in Pearl Harbor that fateful day. But you are free through their sacrifices to make many offensive remarks.
Okay. All right. So we got your dates, man. We got your dates. And you can also make sure you follow him at Boss Comedy so you can find out if he has any other
American Bad Boys race. By the way, excuse me, your president speaking. My Trump is the best. We've made billions and billions of dollars doing Donald Trump, and it's BOCE comedy on the social media. That's what the kids call it. And ladies, if you want to slide it to my DMs, I'll slide it to yours. Believe it. Especially Jade Cargill. We'll let her poison the bloodstream.
Matt Michaels, what's your final thoughts?
The director's cut was pretty good. Ben Affleck, some of his best work. So check the flick out. 1998 Pearl Harbor. It's a classic cinematic masterpiece.
All right. With that, everybody, we will see you when we see you. Happy Easter, happy WrestleMania, and most importantly, happy wrestling.
Biggest Bad Boys of Podcasting.